Go Dallas Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show on this beautiful September 22nd. I think today is officially the first day of fall. Am I right? I think it is. And the fall weather has certainly rolled in to North Texas. In fact, I'm a little out of breath because this morning we did a live broadcast at the Bishop's Invitational Golf Tournament. That's a annual event that raises funds for Catholic schools in the Diocese of Dallas. And I'm so honored to be able to extend that theme on the show today because I have four amazing ambassadors from Mary Immaculate School in Farmers Branch here, and these are 7th and 8th graders, I think we have here that are represented, along with the pastor, Father Alphonse Nazzaro, who, I've said this many times, you know, if there's one champion of Catholic schools in the Dallas Diocese, there's a lot of them, but Father Alphonse is very, very serious about Catholic schools from the time that he was at All Saints and now at Mary Immaculate. And he always makes it a priority to do this every single year, is bring some of his ambassadors, some of his students in to talk about the value of Catholic education, the value of Mary Immaculate School in particular, and also an open house that they have coming up, and North Texas Giving Day, and I understand it was very successful. So we're going to get to them in just a minute. And excited about our guest for the second half of the show today, Teresa Strick is a midwife at one of our sponsors, Birthpoint Birthing Center here in Irving, and she has suffered the loss of a child, and she'll tell you more details about that. But you may not know that October is Birth Infant Loss Awareness Month, and they have an event coming up on October 11th for families who have lost a child through miscarriage or something like that, and she has her own personal testimony to talk about that. So we appreciate Birthpoint for being a sponsor. If you go to birthpoint.com, put an E at the end of point, you can find out about them, and you might want to have your next baby there. Okay, so we appreciate that very much. A couple of things to talk about before we get to our first guests, and I'm excited to introduce you to these wonderful students, is first of all, I want to thank St. Jude Parish in Allen because we were out at their festival on Saturday. And what a great broadcast that was, and talking to young people, teenagers in particular, about their love of Jesus and their love of their Catholic faith. So thanks to Mary Boyle and the team out there, Michael Howard, for that broadcast. And then Saturday, I went over to St. Mary's in Gainesville in the Fort Worth Diocese to do a parish talk, and Father John and the staff there welcomed us. And boy, is that a beautiful church. I can't believe I've been in Catholic radio for 20 years now, and I've never been to that parish. And I walked in, and it was just blew me away with the beauty of that church, the beauty of the community. And so very thankful for that community, for their warm welcome for me and also Cecil on Sunday as well. They've got a fall festival coming up next weekend, by the way. So if you would like to go visit Gainesville, Texas, and go to their fall festival, you're certainly welcome to do that. A couple of things real quickly. I want to thank my friend Mary Sladek, because Mary and Bill are really wonderful supporters of Catholic Radio, and she is involved with a Chi Omega event, Christmas market, that's going to be going on September 24th through the 27th. Okay, so that's right around the corner, well, starting in 2 days. And she's given us an opportunity to give away some tickets to this. And so I've got 5 pairs of tickets for the Chi Omega Christmas market. And she said, believe me, your listeners are going to be familiar with this. So if you like to go and not have to pay to get in, this is a big Christmas market that's going to be happening Dallas Market Hall this week. And so if you like tickets, email me, DavePalmer@grnonline.com, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. Also, I have tickets to the Catholic Culture Revival. This is a Fullness of Truth event happening October 3rd through 5th. If you like a family pass, you got to go down to Round Rock, which is right outside of Austin. And we can give you a family pass, and that's worth at least $100. And so email me for information about that as well. I love Fullness of Truth. They put on great conferences. And so, again, my email address is davepalmer@grnonline.com. All right, real quickly, I want to bring in a phone guest before we get to our ambassadors. And I promise you, we're going to have plenty of time to introduce you to these wonderful students here from Mary Immaculate. But Cecilia Stevenson is the producer of a film that everybody is talking about right now. It's called Triumph of the Heart, and it's the story of the final 14 days of St. Maximilian Kolbe's life in that awful concentration camp of Auschwitz at the end of World War II. And Cecilia, thank you for coming out to the festival and talking to me on the air on Saturday. And I know we just have a couple of minutes here to give a quick update. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. Take 2 or 3 minutes, give an update on what's going on with the movie so far and how can people still see it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. It was great to chat with you on Saturday as well. But yeah, the movie, we just finished our second weekend in theaters. People can still come out. There are a couple days left. There are showings all around DFW today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then on, these are probably the last few days, last chance to come see it in theaters. But our story is, it's like you said, the last 14 days of Maximilian Kolbe's life. It's a hard to watch film, but it's filled with a lot of hope and love, and people have really been loving it. We've been hearing so many responses from people who have all around the country been seeing it in theaters, even people in Poland as well. We did a simultaneous to our U.S. release. We did a Polish release in Poland, and yeah, people just love the film. Lots of tears, some laughter, believe it or not, in the theaters. And the response has just been really overwhelming, and people can't say enough good things about it. So it's been very encouraging to hear all the positive responses of the film. I highly recommend seeing it in theaters if you're able to get a small group together, some folks from your parish, and go to the movie in theaters. It really is spectacular to see it on the big screen, to hear, you know, the big theater sound. It's like so immersive. It's just really a really great viewing experience. Highly recommend.
Yeah, and I love how the Catholic community is coming together. I saw a video from Father Mike Schmitz where he says, "I normally don't talk about Catholic movies, but this one I'm going to." And boy, I told you this. I know already, and I told Marcellino and Anthony as well. But I watched a screener before it came out, and I was up in my office at my house, like 1:30 in the morning as the movies end, and I was just crying tears of, you know, both joy and just it's such a beautiful. Beautiful movie. And so I know he's a popular saint, and I encourage everybody, if you haven't done it already, go out and support good films. And this is a beautiful film, and it's gonna give you hope and just more love for this beautiful Saint Maximilian Kolbe. We actually have a picture of him here in our studio. So Cecilia Stevenson, thank you for your role in producing this movie and for being on twice in 3 days with us.
And absolutely,
God bless you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, thanks so much. Again, Triumph of the Heart. Hopefully you've heard of that by now. It's making a lot of buzz, and it is a well done movie, and we encourage you to go out there and support it. All right, this is the Good News Show. It's about 8 minutes after the hour, and let's turn our attention now to a beautiful school in the Dallas Diocese called Mary Immaculate Catholic School. We've had the blessing of really promoting it quite a bit over the years, and got some of the Dominican sisters that are running it, including the principal. They're located online at mischool.org, as in Mary Immaculate School.org, mischool.org. And if you go to that website, you'll see that their mission is to provide a Christ-centered learning environment that fosters wonder and excitement, igniting in each student a love for learning and a desire to grow in faith and character. Boy, you got everything included in that pithy one sentence there. So I do want to thank Father Alphonse Nazaro, the pastor of Mary Immaculate, and these four wonderful ambassadors. I said 7th and 8th graders. They're all 7th graders. I see now that I look at my list, and I have will have a chance to speak to each one of them. Ileana Aguilar is going to be my first guest, and also we have with us as well Claire Gieselman and Finn Holobowitz and Dominic John, and I probably pronounced most of those names right, and so I apologize if I didn't get all those right. So Father Alphonse, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah. As I mentioned in the introduction, you have such a great enthusiasm for Catholic schools. And today, you know, of course, we're celebrating Catholic schools, the big Bishop's Invitational going on in Frisco to raise funds. And they're sponsoring 1,000 students through that DEET Trust, which is amazing. A lot of great things. But what is that? Where does that passion come from for you? Why are you so excited about Catholic school education?
Well, I had a public education my entire life. And being in a Catholic school, or actually starting in the seminary, I realized what a tremendous formation I was receiving in the seminary. Even though I had my master's degree in engineering, I realized that I was learning so many things so well in the seminary. And then I realized that Catholic education as a whole has the opportunity to educate the whole person, the whole child, right? So I think Catholic education is second to none. It's a great way to prepare your child for future success.
Yeah. And North Texas Giving Day was last week, and you've got a big smile on your face. How did it go for Mary Immaculate School for North Texas Giving Day?
Well, let me put it to you this way. 5 years ago, when I first arrived at Mary Immaculate, we were raising $65,000, $70,000 a year, which was just not enough. This year, we raised over $1 million.
Oh, from 65 to a million?
To $1 million.
That's like, wow. I mean, that's like what?
And it's been a progressive increase, but our community, I would hope to believe, our community has really rallied around the school because they believe in our mission, which is that Christ-centered learning environment that fosters wonder and excitement. So we're always looking for opportunities for the children to have wonder and excitement in their life, so that it just enkindles in them this desire to learn more and more, right? Yeah. Where wonder leads to knowing, and knowing leads to wonder.
Yeah, amen. I think it was Aristotle who said philosophy begins in wonder. I mean, there's always the wonder element is so important. So I'll give you an
example. Actually, it was Socrates.
Oh, it was Socrates? Okay, I've always said it was Aristotle. He was down the line from Socrates, wasn't he?
Yes.
Tell me what's special about Mary Immaculate. I know you take great pride in the education that's being offered there, but what is special about this school?
What makes Mary Immaculate special, I think, really is a few things, but most importantly, I really believe it's the mission. This is a mission that you can understand. It's not difficult to comprehend, and although it's simple to understand, simple isn't always easy. And so we really put a lot of effort and a lot of time in trying to understand our own mission and what the expectations are. So when we say Christ environment, Christ-centered learning environment, what exactly does that mean? Does it mean that every classroom has a crucifix? Does it mean that we teach religion, that we have weekly mass? Or is it more profound, like the fact that Christ is the inspiration of our wonder and excitement? Wherever Jesus went, He created wonder and excitement. Mm-hmm. And how did He do that? He did it by connecting heaven to earth. So when the children are learning at Mary Immaculate, when they're learning something, a concept or a function or some sort of truth, we're trying to help them to make connections to it. I think if we do our mission extremely well, then we will produce phenomenal results.
Yeah, amen. And phenomenal results, certainly with North Texas Giving Day. That I've never heard anything like that, $1 million being raised.
I just have to thank our entire community and even people that have never sent their children to our school for really trusting in our leadership and in what we're trying to accomplish.
You've got an open house coming up this week, Thursday, September 25th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's a big window.
9 a.m. or 6 p.m.
Oh, okay. Now, don't just show up any time during the day, right? Right. Two different ones. Okay, what's going on? Can you give us some of the details of that?
Well, if any family that has a child from pre-K 4 to 7th grade, although the school goes up to 8th grade, but it's really hard to transfer to Mary Immaculate in 8th grade. But if you have a child or a grandchild that's interested in a phenomenal education, then we have wonderful ambassadors that will give you a tour of the school, share with you our facilities, our amazing programs, and the teachers, the phenomenal teachers that we have that make it all possible.
Now, these four here, the ambassadors who I'm going to talk to next, they come in for a radio interview, and that might be a little bit, you know, nerve-wracking, but they're also running like a mile this morning. What's going on? They've already been running, and then they're coming for the interview?
Yeah, I didn't realize it, but when I saw them this morning, they said, "Father, we just ran a mile." And first of all, I can't believe that they're not sweating, but they look phenomenal. They're all dressed up in their formal uniform, and they just look just amazing.
Day in the life of an ambassador at Mary Immaculate Catholic School, right? Well, thank you, Father, and really appreciate it. We'll have bring back Father back in at the end of the conversation. Remind you about the open house, Mary Immaculate Catholic School, to go to mischool.org, mischool.org. You can find out more about that school and go visit them this Thursday, 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. for their open house. And I'm sure all the details are there on the website. So for student ambassadors here, you might be asking, what is an ambassador? Well, let's find out. And we have Eliana Aguilar, Claire Gieselman, Finn Halobowitz, and also Dominic John, all seventh graders. And so Eliana is going to be my first guest. And Eliana, yeah, you can kind of move that microphone to you if you want to. It's very movable. So welcome, and thanks for being the first ambassador to talk on the air this afternoon. What is an ambassador?
Well, student ambassadors are students in 6th through 8th grade who have the opportunity to develop leadership skills by hosting in-school events.
All right. And so you're clearly one of the ambassadors.
Yes.
And how are you selected or nominated? What is the process to become an ambassador?
Well, there's a challenging selection process, which includes an interview and a mock tour.
Okay. Oh, so you have to give a tour of the school. How did
yes.
that go? Do you remember any of the questions that were asked you in the interview, or were you nervous about that?
I remember the interview was very, scary. Because the teacher I was with, she was just
staring you down.
Yes. It was very scary.
Yeah, well, good. I don't want any trick questions because I want y'all to know what's coming. So I want to ask each of you, in addition to the things of the topic, so what you like about the school, because I know each of you is going to talk about a particular topic. I might also ask where your high school plans are, if you know yet. I know you still got another year at Mary Immaculate, each of you, but if you know where you think you're going to go to high school, I might ask you that as well. So you mentioned, Eliana, about 6th through 8th graders. How many are there? Do you know approximately?
We currently have 50 student ambassadors.
Oh my goodness. Wow, that's a lot of them. Yeah. They keep you busy, huh?
Yes.
Have you running and doing radio interviews and all that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I'll come back to you and ask you those other questions as well. So that's Eliana Aguilar. Claire Gieselman, also a seventh grader, one of the ambassadors over at Mary Immaculate School. She's going to talk about clubs and sports, band, choir, private voice lessons. And so tell us about the clubs. Are there a lot offered, and any maybe, Claire, that you're particularly involved in?
Yes, there's a lot of clubs at Mary Immaculate, including robotics, gardening, the art club, the drama club, business club, and debate, and we offer many more.
Yeah. You know, one thing, neither of y'all have any notes in front of you, okay, which is really cool. You're just talking right off the top of your head, which is cool. So lots of clubs, and kids, depending on the kids' particular interest, they can find something, I'm sure, for every student in the school. What about sports? Are there all the major sports there?
Yes, we have many sports. We have golf, swimming, flag football, tackle football, volleyball. We also have high steppers, which is our dance team. And we also have a lot of others.
Yeah. What do you do in particular? Are you involved in any of those?
I do volleyball and high steppers.
All right. Because it says here band, choir, and private voice lessons. And I'm not sure if that is you in particular, but you're not involved in those yourself. But these are extracurriculars that are offered at the school?
I'm also involved in choir.
Okay. So I'm going to come back to both of you and ask you those two questions. Where do you think you'll go to high school?
She sang a beautiful solo. She won't tell you, but she sang a beautiful solo at the opening school year Mass.
Oh, really? Okay, so you are a singer, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you, Claire Gieselman. And let's go over to Dominic now. And it's interesting, there's a program called the Mater Family Business Program. And
yes,
there's a guy named Carl Mater, who you may be familiar with. And I graduated Jesuit with Carl Mater.
Really?
Wow. He was a classmate of mine. And it's so cool to see his name in light, so to speak. And
yeah.
Also, the greenhouse, the electives. And so a lot of Ghana. So Dominic John, again, one of our ambassadors from Mary Immaculate School. So the business program, what is this all about?
Yeah, the business program the Moderate Family Business Program is offered, is actually given to grades 6 through 8, and is given like once a week. And in our business programs, we learn about personal finance, emerging technologies, business plans, and it also helps us invest in stocks. And we do a thing called the stock market game. Yeah. You might have heard of it. And we use that, and that's one big thing about our business program. And it helps us like learn about stocks, how to invest in them, risks, and all of that.
Hmm. How is your portfolio doing these days?
I mean, we just started, but
okay.
I remember one of the stocks we bought was Chili's, and one was Amazon. I don't remember much else, but
yeah. All right, very good.
Can I add that the children will be giving me some stock options
for your retirement?
Yes. Well, I actually went into one of their classes once, and I said, I'd like to have you share with me your ideas of what I should invest in.
Oh, wow. Now, is this real money, or is this just kind of play?
Well, for them, it's play money, but for me, it would be real money.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that is cool. So, all right. So that's the Moderate Family Business Program. And I will say, you know, and this is no knock at the schools that I went to, but it wasn't emphasized that much when I was growing up. I never took a personal finance class in my life. And believe me, I wish I had. I never took a business class in my life. And so the fact that this is being offered to people as young as you, and you're learning these principles, I think is so, so very important.
Yes.
And again, thanks to Carl Modern and his wife and family, brings back good memories of my time at Jesuit, where he and I graduated together. You guys have a greenhouse.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, our growing adventures in the greenhouse is something that makes MIS really special. We got our greenhouse like a couple years back, and ever since then, we've had all sorts of fun with it. It's given to grades pre-K through 6, and it's offered as an elective for 7th and 8th graders. And it's an outdoor learning environment that teaches you stuff you wouldn't learn in a typical classroom. And it also helps you grow closer to God and understand God, that we bloom in God's timing and not in ours.
Yeah, amen. And we're talking about Mary Immaculate School. If you go to mischool.org, you can find out more about this beautiful school in Farmers Branch. And electives, we talked to Claire about some of the clubs and the sports and all that, but I guess an elective would be actually something you take for credit in addition to the core classes.
Yes.
Like math and, you know, religion and things like that. So what are some of the electives?
Yeah, electives are like offered for 7th and 8th graders. And some of them are like economics of everything, horticulture, which is with the greenhouse, drama, art, journalism, which is like where you write the yearbook, and robotics. And that's all there is in my mind.
Debate,
right now.
I think debate is another one
debate
mentioned
is another
here
one,
as
yes.
well. So cool. Do you do any of those yourself?
Yeah.
Personally?
This semester, I'm doing drama right now, and I plan on doing robotics next semester.
Are you an actor, or are you behind the scenes?
Actor. I want to continue in high school and college.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Maybe you'll be some famous actor or getting Oscar Academy Awards one day. All right. Thank you so much. Dominic John, one of the 7th grade ambassadors here from Mary Immaculate School. And our last, but certainly not our least of the ambassadors, is also a 7th grader, Finn Holobowitz. Did I get that right, Finn?
Yes, you got
that
right.
What a cool name that is, Finn. Finn Holobowitz. And we're going to talk about prayer buddies, the Nashville Dominican Sisters, and Mass every Friday. And so tell us about some of the spiritual aspects involved, the prayer buddies, the Mass. Tell us about those.
So Mass is a great way to become a part of the MIS community and learn about the MIS community. And it's a very good opportunity to come at our 8:15 Friday Mass.
Yeah.
And our prayer buddy system is 5th graders go with pre-Kers, and 6th grade goes with 1st grade, etc., up to 8th grade. And 8th grade and 2nd grade are both sacramental years, and that evens out very well in the prayer buddy program. And some activities we do together are like arts and crafts, and we go to Mass sometimes on Fridays.
Yeah, so the prayer buddies, is that where you're matched up with a younger student, or what exactly, how does that work?
So it's about a grade or 6 grades down from you.
Yeah.
You match randomly with a person from that grade.
Okay, and you get to pray for them, and that is so awesome. The Nashville Dominicans. I remember many years ago when it was announced that the Nashville Dominicans were coming to Mary Immaculate School, and I just thought that was so awesome, including the principal, Sister Mary Ann, and Sister Margaret Mary. What kind of impact do they have being present and educating you at the school?
They're very nice to everyone. They always bring a smile on everyone's faces when they talk, and they give or they talk to us in classes. And Father Alphonse also does that. He also comes into classes sometimes.
Yeah.
And Sister Margaret Mary teaches 6th through 8th grade religion, and Sister Nunciata teaches pre-K through 5th in Catechesis of the Good Shepherd in the atrium.
Yeah, and my favorite saint is a Dominican. Other than the Blessed Mother, St. Thomas Aquinas is a great Dominican, so I'm sure he has some influence there at Mary Immaculate, being one of the great Dominicans. Well, Finn, thank you so much, and I'm going to come back. You guys get the answer in mind. Where do you think you're going to go to high school? And it could be something we already talked about or something different about what do you most like about Mary Immaculate School. And so I'll come back around, get those answers prepared. Okay, now our young ladies have had a little opportunity to think about this. Let's go back in order. Eliana Aguilar, 7th grade. Do you know yet where you're planning on going in a couple years, or what do you think your future plans are?
I'm hoping to go to Ursuline,
okay,
since they have a good soccer program and I play soccer out of school.
Oh, so you're in a club team? Or?
Yes, club.
Oh, what position do you play?
I play defense.
Defense, okay. Well, good. That's awesome. And then anything else about Mary Immaculate that you really appreciate other than we talked about, or maybe it was something you did already talk about?
I appreciate how they're always adding new things.
Yeah.
Because recently we just got the new outdoor learning area, which is very nice. It's very welcoming, and it's just very, it looks very nice.
An outdoor learning area. Yeah. Someone tells me Father may have had his fingerprints on that. He seems to be very creative and innovative and bringing new things to
his
school. Yeah. Okay. Well, anything else, Eliana, before we let you go that you want to say? Are we good?
Yeah,
okay,
we're good.
Okay. You did a great job.
And,
I hope you have a very bright future. And God bless you. Thanks for coming in. Claire Gieselman is also a 7th grade ambassador. Claire, tell us what you think your future plans might be, high school or beyond, and then something you really appreciate about the school.
I'm not completely sure where I want to go to high school yet,
yeah,
but I have some top three choices, including Bishop Lynch, Ursuline, and JP2.
Oh,
but wow. When I'm older, I want to be an actress like Dominic, because I also do theater outside of school, and like my whole life I've been involved in like musical theater, which is also why I like singing. And some things I like about Mary Immaculate are my friends, like Eliana and the teachers. They're like always there for me, like whenever I need help. It just feels like a community.
Mm. Oh, wow. So you said, wow, we got a lot of aspiring actors here, and a soccer player and actors. And so, okay, well, good. Well, God bless you. And that's, I pray that, God's perfect will be done. And maybe you will be an actor, whether famous or not, it doesn't matter, but I know you'll enjoy it. And as Father said, a great singing voice as well. So that's going to help you as well. So thank you to both of these young ladies, Eliana Aguilar and Claire Gieselman. And now let's turn our attention back to the young men. And let's start with Dominic John.
Yes.
And Dominic, what do you think you might be doing in the future, and what do you appreciate about Mary Immaculate School?
Yeah, for high school, I'm planning on going to JP2, St. John Paul II. And when I grow up, I want to continue with acting, and then also I want to continue with theology too. And also I want to be, my big dream is I want to be an astronomer.
Oh, wow. Wow,
yeah.
That's big plans. Okay, so if, 10 years from now, I see a big movie coming out of Hollywood and it says starring Dominic John and Claire Gieselman, I'm going to say, those are the two. I interviewed them, but we'll see. So awesome. Praise God. All right. Finn Holobowitz is our final ambassador that we're talking about. Finn, what do you think your plans might be, and something about Mary Immaculate that you really appreciate?
So for high school, I'm planning on homeschooling like my older brothers are right now. And I want to be a soccer coach or a soccer player. And if that doesn't work out, I want to be an engineer.
Huh.
And something I like about Mary Immaculate is the teachers. They're always like so understanding and kind. And you can really open up to them about anything happening in your life.
Yeah. All right. Very good. There may be 50 ambassadors, but only four were chosen to come on the radio, and it was the four of y'all. So thank you so much. Y'all did such a great job, and you were very prepared. And so thank you, and God bless you, and that you might all have a very bright future. We might have a couple in soccer and a couple in acting. We got maybe an engineer, an astronomer. I mean, we got all kinds of bright futures planned ahead. Father, thanks again for coming in. Anything else you want to say, or maybe a reminder about the open house on Thursday?
Yes, please come and visit our beautiful school and meet our wonderful children and our fabulous staff. It really is, I believe it really is the best school in Dallas because we just have an amazing team of people that work insanely hard to really fulfill the mission that we believe that God has called us to do. And Catholic schools, all Catholic schools should be flourishing if they really are faithful to their mission.
Yeah.
And our school grew from 378 students just 5 years ago to almost 500 now. We're at capacity.
Oh, wow.
So we are at 485, I believe, and 500 is our capacity. It's a good-sized school. Every child is known. We love what we do. And as Finn mentioned, I love going into the classrooms, and I was whispering over there, I was saying, and bothering all the kids. But I think they have a wonderful relationship with the staff, the faculty, and God willing, also with all the priests.
Yeah. I remember at St. Patrick's growing up, the pastor would come in and hand out the report cards. And it was always kind of intimidating because, you go up one at a time. And you kind of peek in and see how you're doing. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
I'm sure the expression on his face, if the pastor had given me my report card, I probably would have noticed immediately if I had done well or poorly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you went on to engineering, so I'm sure you did.
Yes, I must have done
pretty well in school.
Right.
All right, Father, could you impart a blessing upon our listeners, and then we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a picture of these Father and these four wonderful ambassadors, and if I'm allowed, I can put it up on Facebook and put a link to the school as well. All right, Father, thank you.
And also, I just want to thank you, Dave, for always being so accommodating and inviting us over. And I think it's just an amazing opportunity for the children to actually take what they've learned in the classroom and apply it. So this is that wonder and excitement. The kids were excited to be here. And although it can sometimes be a little nerve-wracking, these are just great opportunities for the kids to learn how to speak in public and to share their thoughts in a coherent way.
Yeah, amen. And they certainly did that. Thanks,
right.
Father.
Well, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, we thank you for all your many blessings. We ask always for your guidance and your inspiration through your words and actions. May we always be the person you created us to be, and may Almighty God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks to Father Alphonse Nazaro, the pastor of Mary Immaculate Church in Farmers Branch, and also this beautiful school. MISchool.org is the website. The open house this Thursday, September 25th, either at 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. And also a very big thank you to Eliana and Claire and Finn and Dominic for coming in today. And also Nicole, who is from the school, and she's the one that got me all organized and really gave me a very good cheat sheet with all these questions, so I really appreciate her as well. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and then we're going to come back, and as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we're going to change topics quite a bit. One of our sponsors is Birthpoint Birthing Center. Tracy Santangelo is the owner there, and one of her nurse midwives is Teresa Strick, and Teresa and her husband, about a year ago, lost a child before it was born in the womb. And they're going to be putting on an event for October Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. And it's coming up on Saturday, October 11th. I think that's a Saturday. But Teresa's going to tell us about her story and what they're doing to help families who are grieving and also families who are planning to give birth to babies, because this is a great option if you'd like to look into Birthpoint, look into birthpoint.com. So Teresa Strick will be joining me in just a few minutes for our last segment on the show. This is a good news show. We'll be right back after this.
Grab your friends and make plans to attend one of the favorite recurring events in the Diocese of Fort Worth. The Young Adult Mass, celebrated by Fort Worth Bishop Michael Olson, is scheduled for Saturday, September 27th at 6:30 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Church in Denton. Mass is followed by dinner and a reflection by Deacon Wilfred Lampka. Dinner is free, but RSVPs are requested. Go to the Young Adults Ministry page on the Diocese of Fort Worth's website, fwdioc.org, to secure your spot.
Have you ever heard an aviation emergency on the news? You hear the pilot and ATC talking, but what do you miss? The pilot asking their aircraft dispatcher what they should say on the radio to sound cool. Aircraft dispatchers are the problem solvers working at the airline's operations center. My wife and I run Aircraft Dispatcher Training Center in Farmers Branch. Thanks to the amazing program here at the GRN, we have become Catholic and now sponsors of this great station.
GRN family, join the Guadalupe Radio Network on a once-in-a-lifetime Catholic pilgrimage through France, celebrating 30 years of La Promesa Foundation. Cruise the Seine River with Father Sam Medley, host of The Quest, Debbie Giorgiani of The Spirit World, and Dave Palmer and Sean Rice of Guadalupe Radio. Visiting Paris, Lisieux, Normandy, and many more hallowed places. Want more? Add an optional extension to Lourdes. Learn more and go to grnonline.com.
GRN is grateful for the faithful underwriting of Saint Candles. Saint Candles is a lifestyle brand featuring modern-style scented candles, each named after a patron saint. There is a prayer coin inside the candle, so when you are finished burning it, you can discover a keepsake of that saint. Available candles include Saint Padre Pio, Saint Dimphna, Saint Michael, and of course Our Lady of Guadalupe, among many others. You can see the full collection at saintcandles.com with the code Guadalupe.
Celebrate 25 years of Catholic radio with the Guadalupe Radio Network. Show your love for GRN with exclusive 25th anniversary merchandise, including t-shirts, tumblers, hats, tote bags, and more. Perfect for you or as a gift for a fellow GRN listener. Every purchase you make helps us keep spreading the good news on the airwaves. Visit grnonline.com/shop today and be part of the celebration. That's grnonline.com/shop.
It was easy with the pills in the mail.
I thought things would go back to normal.
It's been anything but easy.
Every day, I'm sad.
Guilt and shame are what I know best.
Are you suffering because of a past abortion? You're not alone. We can help. Call 214-544-CARE.
I miss my child.
I miss who I was and regret what I did.
Don't suffer alone. Call 214-544-CARE or go to RachelDallas.org.
All right, welcome back. This is the Good News Show here on KTH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth. You know, I live a pretty frenetic life, but even by my frenetic life, this has been a pretty crazy morning. It's been a great day so far, and we still have another 20, 25 minutes. I'm so excited to reintroduce you to Teresa Strick, who is from Birth Point, talking about the awareness of families who have lost babies, including she and her husband, Logan, who lost a baby about a year ago. And we'll talk about her story and a very special event that they're having at Birth Point coming up next month. But before I do that, I want to just remind you again about a couple of things that we are giving away. And thanks to our wonderful supporter, Mary Sladak, she and her husband, Bill, have just been phenomenally helpful and supportive of us for many, many years. And Mary contacted me last week and said that there's an event called the Chi Omega Christmas Market. And it's actually going to be this week. It starts on September 24th through the 27th. So I think that's like Wednesday through Saturday or Sunday. And it is going to be at the Dallas Market Hall. And this is a Christmas market where I think they take the proceeds and they give to charities. So there are 154 local charities that are served. I mean, like $11 million have been donated. This is a big event, okay? So it's going on at the Market Hall this week. And if you would like to have a couple of passes, you and a friend can go, or you and your spouse, or you and your kid, or whatever, email me, and I have 5 pairs to give away. I haven't checked to see how many have been given away yet, but I still think we at least have 1 pair. If you'd like to go to this any one day this week through the 24th through the 27th, just email me, Dave Palmer at grnonline.com, Dave Palmer at grnonline.com, And you can also find out more about them online at chiomegachristmasmarket.org. chiomegachristmasmarket.org. The other thing real quickly I want to mention is we work closely with Fullness of Truth Ministries. They put on these amazing conferences, including one first week of December in Allen that's coming up. But the next one is going to be the first weekend of October, the 3rd through the 5th, featuring Dr. Edward Sree, Dr. Mary Healy, Dr. Dan Schneider, Father Sebastian Walsh, Eric Jenis, Dave and Lauren Moore. It's going to be down at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Round Rock. This is a beautiful, beautiful place. Big water park. And if you'd like to have a family pass, now this is just to get in. This isn't the lodging or the travel. But if you'd like to have a family pass to go to this down in Round Rock the first weekend of October, email me and I can set you up for those. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. Okay, so let's talk about Birthpoint. And again, they've been a wonderful sponsor for quite some time. And their number one goal is to deliver a beautiful, healthy, and personalized experience every time you give birth. They've been sponsors for a while. We really appreciate them. Birthpoint.com is their website. And we talk about beautiful, healthy experiences, but as we know, sometimes that isn't always the case. And some people, including my wife and I, we suffer miscarriages or we suffer the loss of a child. And that's why it's so wonderful that there is an event coming up at Birthpoint on Saturday, October 11th to mark and commemorate Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. And here to talk about that more is Teresa Strick, who grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. She lives here now, and she is one of the certified nurse midwives at Birthpoint, and she is here. And she recorded a spot that we're playing right now about this as well. So nice to see you twice in 2 weeks.
I know. Good to see you, Dave.
Yeah, and I know you and Logan are expecting a baby, and you're raising two daughters. You lost a son. And now you got another daughter that's coming, praise be to God, very soon. But you did lose that number, the baby number three, about a year ago. And so as we talk about this event that you guys are putting on, do you want to tell us a little bit more about your story and your testimony?
Yes, I unfortunately was one of, really in the United States, about 21,000 women will experience a stillbirth. So that's a baby that was born after 20 weeks. And was having a normal, healthy pregnancy, and up until 38 weeks and 6 days, I had gone to my appointment just thinking that I hadn't been feeling him move as much as, you know, usual. But we'd been busy getting ready. It could be any day now that he could come. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, on October 24th last year, we went to the appointment and found out that our son no longer had a heartbeat. Mm. And so, of course, that's heartbreaking news for anyone to get when they think they're just going to their normal prenatal appointment. However, we found in the, you know, next few hours, days, weeks, months, so many people, just our community here in the Dallas area and all over, really supported us through all of that and the delivery of our son and all the resources we received were so helpful. And so I wanted to turn around then and be able to offer that to the community. And yes, thanks be to God, we are expecting our little girl will hopefully be in our arms before we get to Riley's first birthday, is the plan. Mm. And so what a wonderful gift to have around his birthday this year.
Yeah, praise God. And prayers for this beautiful daughter who's on her way. And I know it's you and Logan got to be so excited, and your other daughters as well. You mentioned the numbers of stillbirth, and you know, which I think you said in the tens of thousands, but miscarriage would happen before that. And I know that's extremely common, unfortunately. My wife and I suffered 5 miscarriages in a row. And this event is for folks like that as well, who have lost in any way a child, right?
Exactly. We wanted to be able to offer resources for any families that have lost a child at any point in time. So we will have counseling recommendations, just different books, different things that might be helpful if they are still grieving the loss of a child. So to come by, talk with us. And then we will be assembling boxes. So when I was sent home from the hospital, I was given a couple of shoe boxes that had maybe a little Bible in it, some devotional books, a journal, maybe just a coloring book to kind of pass the time. Mm-hmm. And so I found that to be really helpful in those days postpartum when I was at home by myself and things like that when I was expecting to be on maternity leave. And so we have put up an Amazon wish list. It's on our website, of different items that we think may be beneficial for women that are grieving and families that are grieving. And we will take all those donations and kind of have the items setting out then on October 11th at Birth Point from 2 to 4 p.m. And if you would like to come put together a box, then you can make the box in honor of someone you've lost or someone you've known that you've lost.
Okay, so people are going to come and help assemble the boxes, and then people can go to the Amazon list, whether they come on the 11th or not, and donate or buy items. And the boxes that are made, do the people that come, you say, can take them to people that they know, or can they be distributed to somebody else?
Yes. So our goal is to be able to put together boxes. We'll have some that are designated for those with the early losses or miscarriages. And that one is going to be a little bit more of a practical. If they've been diagnosed with a miscarriage and are going to be delivering at home, we want them to have the supplies they may need in that process. And so some pads, some chuck pads. We've even gotten some colanders or cheesecloth, which are really great for if a mom is delivering on the toilet, she's able to sort of collect baby without baby falling into the toilet or something like that, so that they're able to bury baby if they're wanting to do that or things like that. So we're just putting together kind of a supply box. So that will be one of the boxes we're assembling, if you'd like to come help with that. And then we'll be assembling more of those support boxes that have journals and coloring books and things like that. So you can kind of decide which box. And then our goal is that they would be available at Birth Point for the community. So even if you find out a month from now that a friend is having a miscarriage and she's planning on delivering at home, come run by Birth Point and be able to pick up one of those boxes and bring it over to her so she feels like she's prepared.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the website, birthpoint.com, birthpointwithane.com. And in addition to this event that y'all are doing with the boxes on October 11th, Saturday, October 11th, there's a lot of different classes. We haven't even talked about the birthing, which we'll talk about in a moment. That's the main thing to do.
Yes.
But some of these, earlier this month, you had the Art of Breastfeeding, Bringing Baby Home, which is actually this Thursday, 6 p.m., Bringing Baby Home. Fertility Awareness Methods, Introduction to Marquette. I mean, there's a lot of things that you are doing, not only to birth babies, but to educate families about various topics related to birthing, huh?
Yes. Tracy and I are both certified nurse midwives. So we were nurses first and then went on to get our master's in nursing. And we are so passionate about education, getting information to women and families so they feel more empowered when they're making their birthing or just gynecologic health decisions. And so our classes that we offer on our website are free to the community, and we would love for anyone to sign up and participate in those.
All right, birthpoint.com is the website. And again, Teresa Strick is one of the certified nurse midwives at Birth Point. And the birth thing itself, two of the three of our children that we gave birth to were through midwives, and we really, my wife is a big fan of the midwife experience. How is it different from perhaps maybe a traditional hospital birth, or you know, some of the more traditional methods of giving, if that is in fact traditional? Maybe yeah. Maybe midwives are more traditionally if you go back, but tell us the difference. Yeah.
Yes. So the midwifery model of care is really more patient-centered, shared decision making, and I feel like the OB world has come around to it a little bit more in the last decade or so. But really, the biggest thing for Tracy and I is our clients really become our family. And so we get to know them. We have longer appointment times, and they learn to trust us as well as we get to know them. And so sometimes we're even able, like postpartum depression, just Tracy and I talking to the client, we can kind of start to see red flags just because we've gotten to know them so well over the last 9 months. And we notice a difference in their demeanor and the way they're acting towards us. And so we can kind of look for different things. And that's what I feel like you miss out on in the traditional OB, when the nature of the practice is you have about 15 minutes with the doctor and making sure that baby's okay, and not really getting a lot of the education and talking, just personal, getting to know them. And even at the time of delivery, it may not be your doctor on call that delivers your baby.
Yeah.
Whereas Tracy and I are very adamant about all the clients knowing both of us, and they know who's going to be present during their birth.
So much has happened in childbirth in just really a couple of generations. My mom, I laugh, but it's really not really that funny. But my mom will tell me the horror stories of her giving birth back in like the late 50s and early, well, in the 60s primarily, all alone in a room. No, you know, the dad is in the waiting room, you know,
yes,
watching television. And she'd be like by herself. I mean, nobody's in the room. And then the doctor will pop in every now and then. But clearly that's the old model, and it's really become much more personalized. And really, I'm guessing the whole family can be involved in this, right? And depending on what the mom would prefer, or what are the options?
Yes. So really, number one, prenatal care for us, our clinic room. I know Dave's come by to visit, but we have a train table and a toy box and books for all the siblings that may be coming to appointments with our moms. And we want them to feel included. We've got a stool. They can help us listen to the baby's heartbeat, and really getting the whole family prepared for this new sibling that's going to be on the way. And then when it comes time for birth, we don't have any restrictions on our families. Whoever they want present during their birth, that is up to them. So we have anywhere from just mom and dad present, that's all they want, to we've had whole families in the room, brothers, sisters, anyone. Now we talk with all the clients and make sure it's truly what they want, because sometimes labor can stall or take longer if there are more people in the room, that there may be, they said they were comfortable with them being there, but maybe not so much.
You're right. I want these people to get out of here now. Change my mind.
Well,
that's the prerogative of the mother, I guess, when she says she's giving birth. October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. And you said last October you lost your is it Riley? Was that the sign?
Yes.
Were you aware? I guess you were aware at that time that was Pregnancy Loss Awareness Month.
Yes, of course. It's kind of always been in the back of my mind in the field that I've worked in, but this year coming up, I mean, from the time we lost Riley, that I wanted to at least do something to honor him and really be able to support all the other women out there that maybe don't know about the resources and things that are out there.
The people who are listening now, if they maybe just found out they're pregnant, maybe they're 6 months pregnant, or, you know, planning on hoping to get pregnant, at what point do they get in touch with you? At what point do they schedule the tour and come get to know you in that process?
At any point in time, we accept late transfers. So if you are later in your pregnancy, please go to our website or call our office to schedule a tour as soon as possible. We'd love to talk with you. If you just got pregnant, again, going on our website or giving us a call to schedule a tour is really the first step in establishing care with us, because we want to make sure it is a good fit for you before we schedule that first appointment. And then if you're not pregnant yet, we also encourage you to schedule a tour. And about once a quarter, we do offer a preconception class as well. So if you keep an eye out on our website, that's a great class to talk through what supplements, what exercises, what things do we need to be doing even prior to conception.
All right, if you go to that website, birthpoint.com, there's a something will pop up as I'm on the site right now, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Event, and it's going to be Saturday, October 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Birthpoint, as they'll be preparing boxes with items that may be helpful for a mom experiencing a first, second, or third trimester loss. And Teresa Strick is my guest here, so we just kind of recap this. This is for really anybody, right? Anybody that has a concern for this, they can just show up. How many people can you hold, or what are you expecting?
I'm honestly not sure what to expect, Dave. We do have an RSVP link if you think you will be joining us that day, just so we can have an idea of how many people could be coming. And it's a come-and-go event, so anytime between 2 and 4 p.m., if you just want to come see the birth center and tour it, if you want to put a box together, you can do that. Or if you just want to come see what resources we have, we'd love for anyone to come out and visit us.
Yeah, I remember when I went out there the one time, I just felt it was such a warm environment, and you've got the different rooms, the different themes, and you know, you can choose which one you want. I think there was a third one that y'all were preparing. Is that finished now?
It is, and it's become very popular, the study. So it is a very kind of library, dark, conservative feel to it, and it has become very popular.
The top choice?
For a lot of women, yeah. There's still a nice big birth tub in anthropology that people don't want to give up.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I want to just give out that website again, birthpoint.com. They're sponsors on the station. So we just, I ask you, if you're, you know, pregnant, planning on getting pregnant, if you just like to go to one of these classes or be involved in this event on Saturday, October 11th, go to that website, birthpoint.com, and you can let them know you're coming, or probably you can just show up. And Teresa, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate also Tracy and everybody over there, Janessa, and you got to know some of the folks that work over there. Anything else you want to leave with our listeners before we let you go and close this out?
Yeah, I think number one, Friday was actually stillbirth prevention, National Stillbirth Prevention Day. And so really some things to help reduce your risk of stillbirth are to stop smoking in pregnancy is kind of a big one, but yeah, also just your exposure to smoking too. And then watching fetal growth. So doctors will be monitoring that at your appointments, but making sure if you are at risk for what's called growth restriction, following those guidelines, and then baby's movements. So we talk a lot about decreased fetal movement now in our office. And then making sure you're sleeping on your side by 28 weeks, not okay, laying on your back. And the last one is just timing of delivery. There are some situations, medical conditions that do recommend delivery sooner. And so paying attention to those things can be beneficial in preventing a stillbirth. So I'd love for people to be aware of that if they are pregnant. And then I heard kind of right after we had lost Riley that especially in the Catholic community, you can't be open to life if you aren't open to loss. And so I know my husband and I are not the only ones who have gone through this experience. And so want to support anyone out there who's maybe still grieving or struggling with the loss of a child.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate you telling your story. I know it's painful, but also you're able to help others who, you know, might go through the same thing, or who already have been going through the same thing. Thank you so much, Teresa Strick, certified nurse midwife, along with Tracy Santangelo and the whole crew over at Birthpoint. All this information is on their website, including all the classes they offer and their philosophy of birthing, and probably pictures. I think there's some videos there where you can meet them as well. Birthpoint.com, B-I-R-T. birthpointe.com, birthpointe.com. They're located in Irving, very close to where we are right now, so very centrally located. So you can come from anywhere in the Metroplex. And thanks so much for coming in, Teresa. And thanks to Joe Loney for on the board. Sissel had to finish the broadcast out in Frisco this morning, and I, you know, scampered back over here after the Bishop's Invitational Golf Tournament in Frisco. And thanks to the wonderful ambassadors and Father Alphonse from Mary Immaculate School and Nicole and all the great people that are involved in that school. And don't forget, if you'd like to go to the Fullness of Truth event October 3rd through 5th in Round Rock, I have some family passes to give away. Just email me, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. I haven't checked my email. I don't know if I have any of those passes for the Chi Omega Christmas Market, which is this week at Dallas Market Hall. I've got some tickets for that, thanks to my dear friend Mary Sladek. Email me if you want to go. I'll connect you with some tickets. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. This has been the Good News Show. God bless you. Have a great rest of your Monday.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show.